KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this hour by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, the Drake Relays are getting things started today with just a few high school events being run today. Locally in boys action today, Parker Powers of Fremont Mills will be involved in the high jump finals this afternoon. Also in the field events, Jacob Behrens of Lewis Central will throw the shot in the finals this afternoon on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Rebecca Topham of Griswold will be running in one of four events this weekend. Today, she'll be running today in the finals of the 3,000 meters. That's late this afternoon. That'll be a one-time event this afternoon, only with finals in that event. Also in finals today, the discus event will be held this afternoon for the girls. Lauren Janning of Carroll will be participating in that activity. Friday and Saturday, plenty more high school events planned at the Drake Relays. Lolo Jones has decided to run the Drake Relays after waffling on a return to her hometown meet a year ago. But rather than compete in the high-profile 100-meter hurdles, Jones will make her transition from the bobsled back to the Blue Oval in a much more relaxed event. The two-time Olympic hurdler and 2014 Sochi Games bobsledder will take it relatively easy Friday night when she competes in the shuttle hurdle relay. The 105th Drake Relays kicks off with a light schedule today. Titles will be decided in the decathlon, the heptathlon, the 5,000, and the 10,000 meters. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Lucas Duda hit a long home run, and the New York Mets threw out the potential tying run at the plate in the ninth inning to hold off the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2. Jonathan Neese earned his first win of the season, and shortstop Ruben Tejada cut down Matt Carpenter for the second out of the ninth inning on a strong relay throw to the plate from center fielder Kirk Nieuwenhuis. St. Louis manager Mike Matheny challenged the call, which was upheld following a replay of a minute 20 seconds that showed catcher Travis d'Arnaud nicked Carpenter with a sweep tag near his armpit. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Atlanta beating Miami 3-1. Arizona beat Chicago 7-5. San Francisco outslugged Colorado in 11 innings 12-10. Cincinnati topping Pittsburgh 5-2. Milwaukee beat San Diego 5-2. And the L.A. Dodgers over Philadelphia 5-2. In the American League, Jason Kipnis drove in Nick Swisher with a two-out double in the seventh inning, sending the Cleveland Indians to a 5-3 win over the Kansas City Royals. Kipnis ripped his double off Kelvin Herrera into the gap in right center, deep enough to easily score Swisher, who reached on a two-out single. The Indians tacked on an insurance run in the eighth on pitch hitter Lonnie Chisenhall's bloop RBI single. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Texas over Oakland 3-0. Seattle beat Houston 5-3. Baltimore downing Toronto 10-8. Chicago beat Detroit 6-4. Minnesota over Tampa Bay in 12 innings 6-4. Boston down New York 5-1. One interleague game saw Washington beat the LA Angels by a score of 5-4. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says he'll wait until spring practice has concluded to begin a search for a new assistant coach. Longtime recruiting coordinator Eric Johnson is leaving the staff to enter the restaurant business in Tennessee.
You know, we were all surprised a little bit on one hand, but also understand totally. He's got a young family, and, the big thing I just want to do is say, again, how much we appreciate all that he's done. He's been here from day one. 15-plus years now, and has done a wonderful job in a lot of different roles, but couldn't ask for anybody to do a better job than he.
Well, Ferentz says it's likely the new coach will fill a similar role. Iowa played at a faster tempo during last year's 8-5 season, and offensive coordinator Greg Davis says he expects that trend to continue. He says the Hawkeyes added an average of about 8 snaps per game last year and can now function without ever huddling.
At the same time, we don't want to get away from allowing our quarterback, you know, some time at the line of scrimmage to get us in and out of good plays. There's an advantage to play in tempo that everybody's aware of, but there's also a disadvantage in that sometimes you run plays into looks that you probably wouldn't if your quarterback was up there, you know, making decisions at the line of scrimmage for you.
Davis says a big emphasis this spring has been the red zone offense. The Hawkeyes will close out their spring drills with a scrimmage coming up on Saturday. Well, the Chiefs will have to get used to playing away from Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas City opens the season at home against Tennessee September 7th and then has just one more home game over the next 7 weeks. The Patriots visit on September 29th. Otherwise, the Chiefs will be taking trips to Denver, Miami, San Francisco, and San Diego, along with having a week off during the first half of the season, as the NFL announced the schedules for all the teams last night. If the Chiefs can navigate their early road swing, they'll have an opportunity to finish strong at home as they welcome cross-state rival St. Louis October 26th and play home games against Seattle, Denver, and Oakland before wrapping up their regular season against San Diego December 28th. The NFL's announcing of the schedules last night, and some of the highlights include opening up with the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks hosting the Green Bay Packers on Thursday, September 4th. That game is one of four primetime matchups on opening weekend. The Sunday night game will be a battle of Peyton Manning's current and former teams as Denver hosts Indianapolis. A day later, the New York Giants will be in Detroit to take on the Lions before Arizona hosts San Diego in a Monday night doubleheader. The Thanksgiving Day schedule has the Lions hosting Chicago, Philadelphia visiting Dallas before the Seahawks take on the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara. Well, the Dallas Mavericks and the Portland Trail Blazers are heading home, and they're bringing home court advantage with them. The Mavs and San Antonio are tied at a game apiece in the NBA's Western Conference quarterfinals after Monte Ellis had 21 points in a 113-92 blowout over the Spurs. Game 3 is Saturday in Dallas. Meanwhile, Portland's LaMarcus Aldridge followed his franchise playoff record of 46 points in Game 1 by providing 43 points and 8 rebounds last night in a 112-105 triumph at Houston. That gives the Blazers a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference quarterfinals, which continue in Portland on Friday night with Game 3. Also yesterday, the Heat never trailed, but they were sweating down the stretch as they hold off the Charlotte Bobcats 101-97 last night, giving Miami a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Game 3 is Sunday in Charlotte. Two-goal leads weren't safe in the first three games of the NHL's opening round series between Pittsburgh and Columbus, so the Penguins decided to take a 3-goal lead in Game 4 last night. That didn't work either. The Blue Jackets were down 3-0 midway through the first period before storming back for a 4-3 overtime win over the Pens. Boone Jenner and Ryan Johansson scored power play goals to get the Jackets within 3-2 before Brandon Dubinsky notched the equalizer with just 24 seconds left in regulation. Nick Foligno ended it in overtime as that series is tied at 2 games each. The series goes back to Pittsburgh for Game 5 Saturday. The 8-seeded Dallas Stars also even their opening round series at 2 each by erasing a 2-0 deficit and a 4-2 win over Anaheim. The Ducks will host Game 5 Friday night. Not to be outdone, Chicago also knotted its series at 2 games all as Patrick Kane's second goal of the game ended the Blackhawks' 4-3 overtime win against St. Louis. The Hawks squandered a 2-0 lead in the second period and were down 3-2 until Brian Bickell scored with just under 4 minutes left in regulation. The Blues will host Game 5 on Friday night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.